Mass Malt, he is a gentleman, and hath been since the world began. I never in my life knew any man that could match with Master Malt, sir. I never knew any match Malt but once, the miller with his grinding stones. He pulled his flesh from off his bones, you never saw the like, sir. Malt, malt, thou art a flower, beloved right well in every bower. Thou canst not be missing 1/2 hour, you never saw the like, sir. For laying of the stones so close, Malt gave the miller a copper nose, saying, thou and I will never be foes, but unto thee I'll stick, sir. Malt gave the miller such a blow, that from his horse he fell full low. He taught him his master Malt to know, you never saw the like, sir. Our host dismayed was much to blame, to steal Malt away from her dame, and in her belly she hid the same, you never saw the like, sir. That when the malt did work in her head, twice in a day she would be sped. At night she could not go to bed, nor scarce stand on her feet, sir. Then came in the master smith, and said that Malt he was a thief, but Malt gave him such a dash in the teeth, you never saw the like, sir. For when his iron was hot and red, he had such an arch all in his head, his boon comrades got him to bed, for he was very sick, sir. The carpenter came a piece to square, and bid Malt come if he dare. He'd thwack his sides and belly bare, and him full soundly beat, sir. To the fire he went well warmed with chips, Malt hit him right betwixt the lips, and made him lame in both his hips. You never saw the like, sir. The shoemaker sitting on his seat at Master Malt began to fret. He said he would the knave so beat with his sharp Spanish knife, sir. But Malt came peeping through the hall and did his brain so fiercely maul. He turned round and caught a fall. You never saw the like, sir. The weaver sitting in the loom, he threatened Malt a cruel doom, and make him to repulse the room, or throw him in a dyke, sir, whereat a court some weavers kept, and to their hostess boldly stepped, till charged with double pots they slept. You never saw the like, sir. The tinker took the weaver's part, such furious rage possessed his heart. He took the pot and drank a quart, his wits were very ripe, sir. For Malt the upper hand so got, he knew not how to pay the shot, but part without the reckoning pot, and found his stomach sick, sir. The tailor came to grind his shears and shoes to Malt what spleen he bears, but soon they fell together by the ears and sore each other struck, sir. And when his pressing iron was hot, he pressed a board instead of a coat and sailed home in a feather bed boat. You never saw the like, sir. The tinker walking round the pan, but Malt much feared his beer mouth can, though he had conquered many a man and laid him in the dyke, sir. Yet was the tinker gladly fain with Malt to have a bout or twain, till he again was shot in the brain. You never saw the like, sir. Then bespake the tinker anon, and said he'd prove himself a man, and laid at malt till his legs were gone. You never saw the like, sir. The sailor he did curse and ban, he bid the boy go tap the can. I'll have a bout with malt anon, you never saw the like, sir. Aboard they went to try the match, and long they played at hope and catch, till malt bestowed him under a hatch. You never saw the like, sir. Then came a chapman travelling by, with cheeping long his throat was dry, and at Master Malt did fly, and furiously him struck, sir, till having laid at Malt a pace, great store of blood was in his face, and he was found in such a case, you never saw the like, sir. The mason came an oven to make, the bricklayer he his part did take, they bound him to the good ale stake, you never saw the like, sir. Then malt began to tell his mind, and plied them with ale, beer, and wine, they left the brick-axe and troll behind, they could not lay a brick, sir. The glover came to buy a skin, malt hit him right above the chin, the pewter John came tumbling in, you never saw the like, sir, and laid on heads and arms and joints, took away gloves and a gross of points, and swore they'd paid him in quarts and pints, you never saw the like, sir. Thus of my song I'll make an end, and pray my host to be my friend, to give me some drink or money to spend, for malt and I am quiet, sir.